Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Oh, hello, everybody. Oh, God. That snuck up on me. The start of the podcast snuck up at me there. I was taking a drink of water, which I nearly choked on, if that is possible. But let me not dwell upon my foibles any longer, as Aston Villa 4, Brentford 0. Real Madrid 4, Brentford 0. Barcelona 4, Brentford 0. Brazil team of the 70s and 80s 4. That was really good. You know what I'm getting at. That was a completely different team that we saw out there today. Aston Villa versus Brentford. Obviously, we were goal up within 2 minutes, I think it was. And from there on, just didn't really look like we were going to turn back. Where the hell has this football team been for the last two odd years with a performance like that? And yes, I know that it's going to take some watching back to see that first half, to see where it all went right for once. And I'm looking forward to doing that. But really, really enjoyable game to watch, I must say. So a couple of things there. Obviously, look, you'll see a lot of things over the next few days and particularly until we get a new manager about, you know, what was the atmosphere within Villa Park? Was Steven Gerrard the reason for maybe a lot of the slumps in form? And look, while we will never know the answer to this, I don't really care. The biggest thing is that Aston Villa won 4-0 today, and we won it playing a new system with the same players, and it shows that it was really the systemic pieces that we've been speaking about. Myself and Paddy's big argument that we had about 4 weeks ago with regards to Woodings start, if he was playing up top, would he score? I was saying that he wouldn't score in the current system. System changes, Ings gets two goals. Ollie Watkins bags one then to finish the game. And Leon Bailey played really, really well in that wing position as well. And isn't it funny what happens when you give the team a bit of width and a bit of natural width as well? Really, really good. One thing that I'd like, before I go get your comments, one thing I'd like to say as well is that over the last couple of weeks and pretty much nearly every game this season, when Steven Gerrard had made changes to try and change things up, those changes had flopped and they had backfired, and it was very unusual that the changes would have been the reason why the game went in our favour. Aaron Danks makes changes and they immediately were. Like Leander Dendonker comes in and I thought he was smashing for the 70 minutes or so that he was on the field. Himself and Luis really complimented each other. They really shielded that back four as well. I thought Ashley Young was great again today. I don't see Luca Dean waltzing back into this team very easily at all. I don't think that's an understatement. Wings, I thought, was really good as well. But for me, I think I was just so happy to see Leo Dendonker come in there. And look, he's a good player. He's always been a good player. He's been a really good player for Wolves, for Belgium as well. But it just looked competent today. That's what I got coming off the coming away from that game is it looked competent. There was a competency that you could see out there. Players looked okay in their positions, as in they looked familiar with their positions. We had a lot of runs through the centre, and we were able to break. We played with wit, and you know that first half was an absolute smash mouth football against Brentford, specifically whatever the first 14 minutes or so. So I for one am delighted, and I hope everybody is as well. Let's have a little look at some of your comments there. Whoa, there's a good load of comments there. So this pretty much sums it up as well from Andrew Morgan. Boom shakalaka. A horrendously underused phrase is boom shakalaka, and I'm all for bringing that back into the lexicon of how we celebrate in future, because boom shakalaka brings me back to NBA Jam on the Mega Drive. And that's showing my age, but what a fantastic, and that's exactly how I would sum up that this game today. It was like, it was real. We smashed them early, got our goals, and then really just controlled the game from there on out. Hey, we made 5 subs, guys. We made, let me just check as he checks here. We made 5 subs. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. 5 subs. Which was nice to see as well. It was great to see Callum Chambers coming on, Cameron Archer come on as well. As I was saying, Aaron Danks was probably, it looked like he was reaching out directly to Paddy Kelly's ears and eyes by starting Danny Ings and bringing Callum Chambers on. But we're delighted to see it. You absolutely love to see it indeed. Matt Mason says, well, wasn't that a reaction and a half up the Villa? I absolutely agree. Danny Harvey says, ironic that our first goal was a set piece. Maybe Gerrard ignored the Smith era coaches. I don't know, but maybe there is something in that. But I would say Austin McPhee has been somebody that has been pretty vocal on the sideline previously. But yeah, it was just great, as I said, to see the control that we had in lots of phases of the game. Conor Hennessy from Brazil says, yes, finally, that was the performance we've been waiting for. 4-0, controlled the game, looked hungry and wanted it more. Absolutely agree. Captain Sy says Young and Mings were immense. I agree with that as well. And Alex Roberts says that Dendonker and Luis complemented each other really well. I 100% concur with that too. And I think that was really the fulcrum that Aston Villa built around, and it gave him that stability in the middle of the park. Brentford can pass you to death in the middle of the park at times, but we didn't let them. We didn't let Janlet. We didn't let Jensen. We didn't let, who else was in there? Onyeka. We didn't let any of those guys get their foot in the ball for too long and pass that ball around. And that was great to see from Aston Villa. Ivan Toney was spectator at times, which is absolutely fantastic, and then Brian Mbeumo puts one into the side netting where, to be honest with you, if he had tried any other way to try and kick it, it should have gone into the back of the net. That was probably the clearest cut chance that they had, whereas Aston Villa had, we peppered their goals at times. You know, Ollie Watkins probably has 3 assists for his own goal. How many times he took the shot, Rea made a brilliant save, made 2 brilliant saves, and comes back off the post, hits a fella in the head, comes to Watkins. Watkins takes his 3rd shot, the 3rd bite at the cherry, and then a fella on the line gets a foot to it and deflects it into the side netting, you know, for the goal. So it was one of those games whereby the right people that we needed to score scored. We wanted our strikers to get involved in the game. We'd only scored 4 goals at home this season, and we scored 4 goals in 1 game at home this season. When Steven Gerrard was no longer manager. So I'm absolutely thrilled with that game. With a lot of love coming in for Leo Dendonker. Absolutely. I think he was absolutely fantastic as well. Rod Humble giving a shout out as well here to Aaron Danks, not to be lost in the shake-up here as well. As I say, Aaron Danks on the touchline did not look out of place. I have no problem admitting I put up a tweet that said that Austin McPhee and Danks in charge. Yikes. And the reason I was saying that was because I didn't really know what way that the whole setup would be with just those two guys. Absolutely delighted to see it out there today. And before the game, I was very kind of a let's suck it and see kind of a situation with Aaron Danks and with the way that we'd set up. And I was not too high. I wasn't too low on the 4-2-3-1. I was there. Let's see how it works. We could be ruining it. I think I said it could be a bloodbath whereby we get destroyed, or we could have a competent performance. I can't remember my exact words, but I'm just delighted that we did go out and have that confident performance. More love coming in for Leo Dendonker. Well, that gives us hope, doesn't it? Bringing Dendonker in today was the game changer. And I absolutely concur with that. I really do. AVFC agent Danks is in. AVFC agent Gerrard is out and he's changed his name to agent Danks. I absolutely love it. Well, I take a glass of water and spill half it down myself as well. I bloody love it. It's good to see you with a smiley face afterwards, because I know that Steven Gerrard was getting you down over the last few weeks. Mike Logan says, hi, yo, Aston Villa. I absolutely agree as well. The Watcher says, the result was brilliant and will give all potential managers something to think about. We have a good squad that can perform with the right tactics. And like, as I say, everybody's entitled to have whatever opinion they want. And I think that, you know, at certain times this season, we've seen players not give effort or as much effort as you would expect. You know, it has been labelled, the question has been asked recently, oh, are the players good enough? You know, is it that Steven Gerrard didn't have the right quality of players? Maybe we overhype our players. I've asked that question at times after games. You know, Leon Bailey coming in for criticism. I've criticised Leon Bailey after games. Myself and Paddy, you know, we've criticised people like Ollie Watkins and stuff like that. But, you know, when it's just fantastic when you see it in flow like it was today. And as I say, those players, and I've been saying this for a couple of weeks, you can criticise players' performances in any given game. And I think that's absolutely fine. But it's really important to praise them as well. And I think to a man, Aston Villa were fantastic today. And the work rate and the effort and the ethic that they showed out there in the field was absolutely fantastic. Nothing short of splendid, to be honest with you. As the Watcher said there a moment ago, you know, when managers look at the project and when they look at the group of players here, you would be foolish not to think that there is a good group of players here. And I'm not just being hyperbolic with regards to the fact that we've won 4-0 and just completely gone over the top, but the players are good enough to get us at least top half finish in the Premier League with competent coaching. And I've said that for weeks and weeks and weeks on end. And hopefully this is a trend as opposed to an outlier. Now, results like this today. Couple of other ones there. Yeah, HSS says Watkins did his best to miss that chance, but when you get confidence in a clear plan, the luck will come as well. I absolutely agree. He took three shots. And you know what? I like the way he just put his foot through all three of them. Except for the one that actually went in, he cut back inside, if I remember rightly, because I've been critical of the fact that he's tried to place shots a bit too much, but he kind of put his foot through all three of those shots. And if you put your foot through a shot and you miss it and the goalkeeper saves it, well then fair play to the goalkeeper. He didn't exactly try and place it and then end up hitting the goalkeeper, if that makes sense. I may not be making sense of what I'm saying there, but believe me, in my mind, it makes perfectly good sense. Shootings Tweed says we look a completely different side today. Darren C says we need Paddy at B6 more often. You can be damn sure I messaged him, I'd say about 10-15 minutes into the game, going, bet you're glad you went to the game now, because he was pissing and moaning all week about not wanting to go to the game, and I might just cancel my flights. And even on Thursday night or Friday, or what was it, Friday morning, he was saying that himself and his son, he asked his son did he still want to go. You got to keep going, Paddy, specifically if we get results like that. And I hope you guys enjoyed it, because it seems like it was a really, really great day out at Aston Villa. And Hippo 84 says, all we needed was Paddy in the whole tent. He really got them playing. Well, in fairness, Paddy's rousing pep talks and rants, I suppose people would be too scared at times to not play to their potential with the watching eyes of Mr. Kelly in the whole tent as well. Rob Henry says, every single one of them deserve a huge round of applause. The players, the coaches, the crowd, everyone. I really agree with the crowd. I think the crowd are fantastic. I love the way that they clapped Aaron Danks out into the field. The players, they got behind. Well, I know it's easy to get behind the players very early when you go 1-0 up after 2 minutes, but that is great. And you know, Aston Villa is a really fun place to go when Villa are playing well. It's a really good place to go. I don't have to tell you guys that. Most of you guys go regularly, more regularly than I do at the moment. And for those of you who haven't gone, you know, you meet people who go to Villa for the first time and they can't get over the atmosphere that's there. Obviously, when Villa are playing well, the atmosphere that's there, the grandeur of the ground, the way everything reverberates around the ground, is just a really good place. And when the fans make themselves known and drive the team on, it's just fantastic to hear. It really, really, really is. 4 goals, clean sheet, 5 subs, and one hell of a turnaround. Exactly. That should be the headlines for tomorrow. Rod Humble says, happy Thanksgiving. I think I'm just going to leave that one out there. I'm going to leave the pregnant pause after that one, Rod. Happy Thanksgiving. I love it. I'm a massive fan of a pun dad joke. Big fan of it. Big fan indeed. Whoa, guys, Where are we? Sorry there, guys. I'm after losing all my comments. Matt Hanlon, I really, really appreciate that super sticker you're after sending in. That is amazing, Matt. Thank you so much. I speechless. Thank you so much. And same to you, Stuart Coley. Stuart, really, really appreciate that that super chat that you've just popped in there as well. I can't share them on the screen. Why can't I share them on the screen? And Matt, there's Matt. Thank you so much for the other one as well. Why can't I share them? There it is. Thank you so much, Matt. I really appreciate that. And Stuart, once again, thank you so much watching all the way like from New Zealand. And Matt, I hope I don't butcher it, but I think you're in DC. I think you're in Washington, DC. I hope I haven't got that wrong. Let me know in the comments if I'm right or if I'm wrong. Paul O'Neill makes a great comment here as well. Kamara to come back. Where do we put him? A great situation to have. Diego Carlos to come back into the team. You know, great situation to have. One swallow doesn't make a summer with a win here. But look, we might as well celebrate 4-0 wins. I said to my better half coming out the door, I handed the child over and I went, I have to go out and do a post-match pod. I'll be honest with you, my head ain't feeling great at this moment in time after last night. And I said, I was thinking about maybe doing the post-match pod tomorrow. And I said, as I handed the child over, I said, we don't get to do too many 4-0 post match podcasts, so I'm just going to go out and I'm going to do it now because it's lovely and cathartic and it's nice to kind of sit here and see all your positive comments and see the happiness that comes through. 600 people watching this, mind is blown. 600 happy people, I hope, and 600 people that are looking forward to the future with a new announcement of a new manager based on what and the performance that we've seen today. Dougie6107 says midfield is key. Boss in the midfield, you'll win all day long. Resting McGinn and Ramsey was a good call. I think so too. And look, once again, it was grand. It was good for them to come on as well. Five subs. There was no need not to use five subs today, if that makes sense. And I thought he played that that really, really well from that point of view. Adrian McKeever says, I think under Jared, we probably lose or draw today, but I had a good feeling about thanks and knew we would win. I said 3-0, but I'll take 4-0 all day long. Yeah, I'll take whatever it is, as long as there's a nil on the other side and we've got a one plus in our goal column. I'll absolutely take that for sure. Where else? Tom says here, Luis's tackling was on point today. That's one thing I noticed as well. Luis was really good in the tackle today. He was really good at getting his foot on the ball and stopping. And he was, when we were playing very poorly in 2019, down at the bottom of the table, trying to stave off relegation in our first season back in the Premier League, you saw that from Luis. You saw that great shadowing, that cover shadow ability that he had, the ability to be able to tackle and to marshal people in midfield. And it's like as if he just forgot how to do it, or it looked like over the last 2 years that he'd forgotten how to do it. But it was really, really good to see him today. I really, really liked it. And I can't speak highly enough about himself and Dendoncker. And when we speak about Kamara and those guys to come in, it is a mouth-watering prospect. And I think sometimes we can get swept up. And myself and Paddy have probably said it at times on the podcast. I'd say Paddy has said it more than me, but because I've always thought that this was a really intriguing group of players that managers would actually look at in a positive light. But that's something to believe, is that, once again, I make full caveat here that one swallow doesn't make a summer, but there are good players here that if we can find a system that suits them, you know, we can get results. Now, saying this, look, that 4-0 win today is not to be poo-pooed. As I mentioned, we have had 4-0 wins previously, even under over Steven Gerrard. It's about stringing wins together back-to-back as well now. So the while we will wallow in this and we will bask in the glory of this, the focus and the attention will shift to the next game very quickly. And I love that. I love the way it shifts with positivity, and it shifts with expectation, and it shifts with almost a sense of looking forward to a new era with a new manager. And obviously, as I said, with a full Villa Park that's going to roar its lungs out. Any other comments in there, guys? Let me see. Where are we? Yeah, Kieran O'Callaghan was wearing one of the world famous for the love of Paul McGrath woolly beanie hats at bobble hats today at Villa Park, and it must have been the hat that did it. Yeah, I must actually see if we can get a couple more of those if some people are interested in them. and see if we can maybe put them up for sale somewhere. But thanks for always repping the merch, Kieran. Really appreciate it. And I hope yourself and Ben had a great day out today, as I'm sure you did. 4-0 or 4-0. It's fantastic. So hope you enjoyed it. Where else are we? Get some paracetamol down my neck. Yeah, I've toyed with the idea. All right, I think I might have to succumb to it. I'm somebody who likes to, who feels that if I do go overboard, I should feel stressed and I should punish myself the next day. I don't know what it is. But I don't deserve nice things after going too heavy on the beer the night before. That's the way I always think. And to me, paracetamol would be taking the easy way out. But I think I am going to have to succumb to it in a moment. Yeah, sorry guys. No, with Aston the Villa fan. No, with the New Zealand dollar. That was for Stuart Cowley. It was for Matt. It just has dollar sign. I'm not sure if it was where he's based in the United States. Whether it's DC or not. That's what I was saying regards to that one. Ronan Ward was over at the game with Paddy today as well, and Ronan said Paddy's gone mad by Dougie Louise tops in the Villa Village to celebrate. Paddy is actually messaging me there. He wants to come on board to give his thoughts, and I would only be too delighted to have him. If you guys could spare me 30 seconds while I send this email, and we will try and get Paddy on. Don't read out his email address. Don't read out his email address. Where am I gone to? There it is, Paddy, if you're watching. Yeah, the link is gone to you now. I better just text him in case he isn't. Brilliant. More comments. I'm loving this. I'm loving it. Tuan, all the way from Jamaica. Great to see you on board. Chambers got freed today. Yeah, it was good to see him come on. He came on as a right back as well, which is something we thought he would play when he came into the club. So really great to see that, you know, use the bench, use the players, make players feel like they've got a second chance. And, you know, as I say, stuff like that is great to see. Up to 14th in the table as well. I didn't spot that. I didn't even look at the table afterwards, but 12 points now, you know, we needed a win to put a small bit of distance between ourselves and those teams on 9 points in the drop zone. So stringing wins together is going to be really, really important as well. Where else? And as Shadow says, let's keep that confidence going into the Newcastle game. So Paddy has joined the stream. I'm just going to give it a moment just to see if how his internet connection is. And Joey Piccolino. Joey, what a fantastic name. If that's her real name, that's an absolutely wonderful name. Joey Piccolino is brilliant. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's not Piccolino. But that's a fantastic name. 6 points off top six. Swings and roundabouts. Mad how it turns around, isn't it? Absolutely mad how it turns around. So hopefully. Where else are we? I know I'm missing tons of chats here, guys. There's just so many of them. I really appreciate it. And you know what? After the streams, this may sound a small little bit like I'm blowing smoke at you guys, but I do go back and read all the comments. I think it's important to do that because there's stuff that we miss and things and at times, you know, you don't want to you want to correct the record if maybe you said something wrong on the podcast. And you guys, believe me, I love the way you guys let me know when I get things wrong, because 60% of the time I'm right every time, if that makes sense. Paddy's here. Let's see if we can get a word with General Kelly and see how he felt today went. I'll just bring him into the stream now. Oh, that's not a good start when we only have the blank screen. I'll just drop it off there again and see if we can. Paddy, maybe if you are listening to the podcast, maybe if you turn off the camera and they'll use less bandwidth and we'll be able to hear you all right. That's a potential that we will do to try and get you on, because I'd love to hear what you have to say. Adrian McKeever asks as well, does Danks get Newcastle, or do you think somebody will be in by then? I think somebody is in by then. I think there is. I think there's somebody in. I think that there. I have no reason to believe it, but I just have a fair idea that there would be. You know, it's just you know, making an educated guess that they would have somebody close to coming in, but how close I couldn't tell you. But I'd imagine we will hear news about manager in the next couple of days, and I think they're in before the Newcastle game. See if Paddy can jump on now again. I don't like that thing. There we go. We've got Paddy now. How are you, Paddy?
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello.
How are you? I'll picture no sound of Paddy at the moment. We'll see if he hears this. I'll just read out a couple of comments. No, he's gone again. I'll pop him off there. Let's see. Sorry there, guys. Just I love the comments. Thank you. Keep them coming. Conal makes a really good point here. Bailey running the touchline on the left, getting a chance to run people down the outside, looked worlds better. Yeah, as I said at the start, and I didn't elaborate on it, natural width for this team made us a much different, much more different beast. We were able to stretch them so that when we got through the middle, there was space. One of the biggest things that, and it's so simple. Like, it's so simple, that tactic. But you'll find as well, if anybody watched my Ruben Amorim coach's guide thing that I did, he plays a very simple kind of game of defend with seven and attack with three kind of a situation. But he gets people wide. He tries to get people wide, tries to get space through the middle, makes his strikers drop deeper. It's a very simple game. It doesn't have to be a complicated tactic. It can be an easy tactic, but if you get it right on the field, as I say, if your execution is right, well, then everything else stems from that as well. And I thought we got the execution spot on today. We're going to try for a third time with Paddy again. Paddy, can you hear me this time?
Hello.
Hello, Paddy. Look at that beautiful place behind you.
Isn't it amazing? On days like today, there's no better place in the world.
No better place in the world. For a man who was going to send his plane ticket back to Michael O'Leary, fair play to you for going over because you brought the luck with you, Paddy.
Well, there you go. You just never know what's going to happen when you turn up here. But the one thing that did happen today is all the players turned up. It's incredible. Absolutely incredible. And it just spanks off that they weren't happy with what they were dealing with on the sidelines. So we've had an incredible performance. We've had four goals. We've had a clean sheet. We're obviously not looking at the manager that we're going to have forever, but we'll let him enjoy this moment and we let the fans enjoy this moment. There's a little bit of shock around here. It's not the usual buoyant, bouncing Villa Park, but by God, are we all happy.
Yeah, I would imagine that people are, there's a sense of high, there's a kind of a, obviously a serotonin high from winning a game like that, but you know, people are, they're kind of in a state of shock, I suppose, there, which is great, because you were saying to me that, you know, you met a lot of people down the Sacred Heart, and they were saying, Jesus, we could be gone at halftime and back down here drinking for the second half,
That's exactly it.
Because you just didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah, it literally could have, anything could have happened today, but the best thing that could have happened. And it's incredible, absolutely incredible. Every player to a man needs a pat on the back, and that includes Ollie Watkins, who brought his full Neymar to the game today. And then we had Leon Bailey on the other wing, brought his full Ronaldinho to the game today. Look, I know I'm only talking in jest, but it was a completely different side that I saw today. It was incredible. My only worry today is that the team was leaked. So that is a little bit of a concern. I don't know whether that was over exuberance by somebody who wasn't expecting to play or not. But the team was leaked. I wasn't happy with that. That will need a little bit of working on and need to work out why that happened. But it didn't matter in the end. We owed them a spanking. We gave them a spanking and everybody's happy.
Yeah. Here's one for you, Paddy. AVFC agent Gerard is no more. AVFC agent Danks is now in the building. And today was the first match that Bailey, Buendia and Ings have started for Aston Villa since joining for a combined £83 million in the summer. Their combined time in the pitch together prior to today was negligible. But that's my, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was the first time they all started for Villa. Yeah, as I said, they seem to click today for sure. For absolutely sure. Paddy, another one. Remember I spoke about you guys being on a high and stuff like that, or there's like this kind of eerie high after a game like that. There's no way that you guys are higher than these guys. Bidhan from the Himalayan Villains. Excellent. See what I did there? Being up in the mountains, being high up. But great to have you on board, Bidhan. Excellent. I wonder, is that the most far-flung place that we have at the moment? I love it when you guys put in where you're listening from as well. So if anybody out there is listening from anywhere exotic today, or not so exotic, doesn't really matter, let me know. I'm going to take Paddy off there because he's just buffering a small bit, but it was really great to get his thoughts on it there. If he comes back, we'll drop him back in again. The FX Ryu says world-class managers who would be looking at that performance did the world of good in the hunt for a new gaffer. Yeah, and I think managers are they can be a bit, how would I put it, they can be a bit self, there can be a lot of self-preservation going on with regards to maybe not fully wanting to commit to stuff like that. But I don't think this one game will change anybody's opinion of what the project in Aston Villa is, because as I said, the project is much bigger than just coming in to stave out this year. But look, it never hurts to win 4-0 when you are looking for a manager as well. Yeah, as Villa Villain says, there's not a lot of easy games coming up, so good to get that win when we get a chance. Absolutely. You know, we're not going to... Well, I'd be delighted if we are here having 4-0 post-matches for the rest of the season, or between now and the World Cup. That would be fantastic. But there will be some tough nights ahead, but it's all about digging in and getting those points that we're not expected to get as well. Where else are we? I am coming down here... Aston Villa agent Danks is back in again. Aston Villa 4-0 against Brentford. XG was 3.148 to 1.23 in Aston Villa's favour. Aaron Danks makes an instant impact. Villa never created more than 3.0 XG under Steven Gerrard. But look, that's one thing we've been screaming out for is creativity. And there we go. There's Mr. McGregor behind Paddy. And Mr. McGregor is looking at the takeaway menu. That I presume Paddy is going to be lapping up in about half an hour's time before he gets back into the Sacred Heart. Can you hear us, Paddy? Are you? I think you're. I think you are buffering a small bit there. I'll leave you on. You might be able to hear us there again. Where are we? Boom. Yeah, I'm just going to remove you there again. You're buffering poorly there, Paddy. But we'll pop you back on in a moment. Hippo 84 says, can't wait for Danks to come out and say that was all on me today. Yeah, that'd be an interesting one to see what happens there. You know, and look, the players needed to put in a performance today. I'm very happy for them. I'm very happy for Danks. You know, there was a lot of people taking shots at Aston Villa, which I probably knew that they would over the last couple of days. But like even Michael Beale had a very poorly worded comment with regards to Aston Villa. I can't remember the exact wording of it, but like, you know, the players came out, they did well today. They did really well today and they blew away Brentford. So, you know, hopefully people can just stop with their hot take opinions on the, you know, on Aston Villa and the players and so on. And as I say, once water doesn't make a summer, it's definitely a step in the right direction. You know, the players showed great heart and fight today. And we said previously that you know, the players probably down tools against Fulham, and I believe that, and I meant it when I said it. But they certainly picked up their tools and went hammer and tongs at it again today. Paddy is back again. Let's see if we can get him on this time. I don't know, is he frozen? No, it's still frozen. I think we might have to abandon Paddy again. Guys, anybody out there? Sorry there. Yeah, actually, it was an interesting one. So at the start of the game, we thought that we were wondering whether it was going to be 4-2-3-1 or 4-4-2. It was definitely 4-2-3-1, and I would imagine we're going to see that going forward as long as Danks is in charge, because look, obviously you don't change when it ain't broken like that. But it was really, really interesting to see that change, and that change actually helped the team as opposed to hinder it today, which was fantastic. All right, guys, I think we're coming up on 31 minutes. I really appreciate everybody jumping on here. Just a few final thoughts on that is that I think it's going to be Aston Villa are going to be in the news over the next few days. The managerial search will be front and center of everybody's minds. And it's going to be something that's going to hopefully blow people's socks off when we get somebody promoted or appointed. Hopefully it's an appointment that people can all get behind. Obviously, we keep an open mind to everybody. Even, you know, we may not get the Stuart Greenhouse that we all want, but hopefully we will get somebody that people can roll in behind. I will probably come back again tomorrow. Well, I will definitely come back again tomorrow if there's any news breaks. But I am going to take a look at one or two more managers just to see what they could bring in, smaller snippets for Aston Villa. And as I say, we will cover anything to do with manager watch between now and an appointment. So everybody, thank you so much for joining me today. You've actually made the pain in my head a small bit better. There's nearly 700 odd people there. If you like this podcast, please give it a thumbs up. If you don't subscribe, please subscribe. I really appreciate it. We can come, we can have a chat again. And I appreciate all the comments. I'm really sorry that I couldn't get to all each and every one of them, but I'd say there's upwards of 1500 comments in there, and it actually stopped loading there for a while on my system. So thank you guys for being so interactive. I really appreciate everything you do and when you come to the podcast and the interaction that you have, because it just makes me want to do more and more of these every time I come on. So thank you so much. And it's always great for a 4-0 win. So let's hope that the good times roll. 4-0 wins don't come around too often. Go in and enjoy it this evening. They can't ruin our weekend anymore. They've made it, actually, they've capped it off nicely. And whatever you do this evening, always have in the back of your mind that Aston Villa are a big club. Aston Villa are a huge club. You see that beautiful stadium that was behind Paddy. You see that mark of a man in Mr. McGregor, that Paddy was standing, the statue he was standing. Never forget that about Aston Villa. When people start talking about Aston Villa in negative light, specifically in and around maybe trying to back up the brand of somebody that is no longer with the club, always bear that in mind, that this club means an awful lot to all of us, and it means an awful lot to English football. And people should remember that and not just think of recency bias. The new manager that that is going to come in, we're going to take a look at him and be objective with regards to how we feel about it. And I hope that he is appointed sooner rather than later, and let the good times roll. Thanks a million, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday wherever you are in this world. I really appreciate it. Stay safe, stay healthy, and as always, up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.